We are praising him. In the midst of that, he comes into that in his own way. And so I think Paul and Silas understood this when they were in that prison cell in stocks and at midnight with their backs hurting from being beaten. And they praised the Lord. They sang praises to God. And guess what? They knew that scripture that God inhabits the praises of his people. And he came. He showed up, didn't he? So I'm telling you this morning, no matter where you're at, what's going on, if you sing sacrifices of praise, and sometimes it is a sacrifice because it's hard to do when things in life are not good, when you're throwing up and you're not feeling well and your body's not wanting to cooperate, in the midst of that, you sing praise to God, and he comes in ways that only he can. And so praise God for that. We serve such a good God. Well, this morning, there's not going to be a message per se, because it's the first Sunday of the month. We usually don't. Oftentimes, we have people share, but this particular month is an important one. As you can see by the screen, we have a young man among us that has graduated from high school, class of 2018. You know, in each of our lives, there are various important and significant milestones, rites of passages, we might call them. During our prayer time, Barry said it this way. I thought it was interesting. I wrote it down. He put down, it's a new chapter in the life of Justin this morning. And with each of us, there are different chapters in our life, different places we're at. And God is there through it all. And this morning, we're celebrating one for Justin. With high school graduation, it's a big step. It's one of those milestones in a person's life. The last vestiges of childhood are behind, and he's entering the real world, the adult world, right? Yeah. There's a slight sense of loss in that maybe some of those lifelong friendships you've known of people in school or various things you've done, a lot of that may be passing away. But it also holds great promise for the future and what lies ahead. And so this morning we're going to celebrate with the Brubakers and the Sailors Justin and his life of what God has done already and for what God is going to do in the future. I had this little PowerPoint that I've put together. So he is officially a graduate of 2018 Cornerstone Homeschoolers out of Lancaster, PA. That's his formal photo. I don't often see you in a suit and tie. You clean up pretty well. I've got to give you credit there. Looks good. And this is the case with Justin from the start. I will praise you, and for all of us, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know them full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret places, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days were ordained for me, and written in your book, before there were one of them, have come to be. How precious are your thoughts, O God! How vast the sum of them! If I were to count them, they would outnumber the grains of the sand. He thinks of us more than there are grains of sand. Now, you look at the beaches and the deserts in this world. That's a lot of sand. And the Lord does not exaggerate. It's not an exaggeration. And he says this in Colossians 1:16, for everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, everything got started in God and finds its purpose in him. And this is true of Justin. This is Justin over the years. I think another little guy in the upper left there, too. Where are you, Justin, here in this shot? This looks like you're in Arizona or Utah or something. Grand Canyon. Okay, so I was right. Justin's second birth began at a young age, and this is him being baptized at Sean and Laura's pond And I was honored to be the one to do it. And little Justin there, huh? Seems like yesterday, doesn't it? I think my pants are still wet. We are his workmanship, created in God in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared before that we should walk in them. Oftentimes after prayer walks, we would go to Brickerville and get treated to a cone of ice cream. And you probably know some of those little kids there on that bench. They grow up fast. They really do. Also, we were at a Barnstormers game we were a part of. There's Justin in that little chair. I don't think you'd fit in that now. But it just seems like yesterday. But Justin has grown up in New Beginnings, has been a part of New Beginnings for from its inception pretty much. Here he is at our community picnic outreach we had one time with one of the firemen. And then back at Sean and Lars, we made T-shirts, tie-dyed them. Remember, we spent a whole afternoon doing that once after a picnic. There's Justin with, that's my son Ben and the Lars, Bill, Caleb, all on there. What happened to that little girl that's sitting in there in that red outfit there? And Justin. And who's that skinny guy with the paddle in his hand? I don't know if I know him. That's you, Will. We all changed, don't we? There's Justin in the back at Holloman's Pond. We've had a lot of good times around that pond already. I know I wasn't baptized in this particular pond, or it would have been a fish kill, I think, with all my sins and getting washed away. And then we have a young man with a servant's heart. This is really Justin Brubaker. The Justin Brubaker I know is such a servant and a servant's heart. And this is him over the years. Of course, if he wasn't behind that sound system there, he was at the computer or pounding out on the congos or the bongos. And here he is with some of his cohorts in crime together. So Justin has been faithful with a lot of our technical things here at New Beginnings, from the sound system to PowerPoints to downloading YouTube videos to doing the website to you name it. Justin did it when it comes to technology. It's just so helpful with everything, with the microphones, with you name it. He has been there and helped, and of course with the praise team as well at times. Great help. What happened to that little boy, Kathy? He's still there. Even serving at the women's brunch. We had Christmas brunches we would sponsor here at the fire hall, free meal for the women. And the men would come and serve in black pants and white shirts. And, of course, serving, I'm there. That's Justin's theme. If there's an opportunity to serve. Here's the Justin we now know with his Schwester out there at the Capitol. And a wonderful young man. You did a good job, Mom and Dad, raising this one. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts for peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search me with all your heart. God has plans for Justin. I don't know what all those plans are, but he does. And he has a certain set of gifts that God wants to use for his glory. And Justin will be faithful, I believe, to fulfill those things. So we want to congratulate Justin Brubaker for graduating from high school. Oop, one too many. Justin, you've been diligent and worked hard for many years to reach this milestone of graduation in your life. It takes both commitment and dedication to finish. Not everyone graduates from high school, believe it or not. There's many that don't. So you're to be congratulated on your accomplishment. Yet graduation, of course, is not just an ending, but it's a beginning in your life, a new beginning. That'd be a great name for a church, New Beginnings. That's opening up before you. I thought these words might be helpful. They were from a, it's about a girl I read about, her name, a Christian girl, her name's Miriam, who recently graduated from high school, was valedictorian in her public school in Wisconsin. And being first in her class, she was asked to speak at graduation. That often happens. She submitted her graduation speech to the school officials and was swiftly informed that any reference to religion, God, or Jesus must be taken out. The girl and her parents contacted a free legal service for Christians called Liberty Counsel, which talked to the district officials and informed them of Miriam's freedom of speech. She was allowed to give her speech as it was originally written, praise God. And in it, she challenges her classmates to succeed, and then she says this, and I quote, "There is someone, with a capital S, who can make your journey a lot easier. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the ultimate source of success, love, laughter, dreams, and the future. He is the creator of the universe who longs to have a relationship with you." Wouldn't that be great at a graduation speech to hear those kinds of words? So we have this courageous young woman that did that. Like this young lady, Justin knows the truth. I know he does. The way and the life. So at this time, we're going to invite Justin to come forward and share any thoughts or feelings or future plans he may have. So you want to come on up?
Well, when Mike asked me to share about my high school years, I tried to think of what to say. I've had many opportunities for learning both in school and at New Beginnings. Small things such as running PowerPoint with Scott and Judy's help when I was around 7 helped shape me into the person I am today. I am thankful for the many opportunities my church family has given me to use and improve upon my talents. High school has been filled with many ups and downs, from my mom's fall and seeing God's hand in keeping her safe despite her injuries, to getting to work as a lighting director on theater productions. I'm looking forward to what God has in store for me for the future.
What we'd like to do at this time is have the family come up, gather around Justin, just step up a little bit here. And then each of us are going to gather around them, and we're going to pray. Grandmas and grandpas, come on, your family. If it wasn't for you, this all wouldn't have started. And then the rest of our New Beginnings family, come on up, all of you. And we're just going to lay hands, and we're going to ask God's blessings on Justin and his life. So, yep, if you can't put a hand on Justin, put one on a family member, and We're gonna agree together. It says there's power in agreement. You know that. The word says so. So that's what we're going to do here. The Lord says this, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for a hope and a future." Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the life of Justin. Thank you for your great love for him and the great plans in the future you have in store for him. Lord, we pray that Justin would continue to look to you, to ask you where he should be, where he should go, what he should do. You always have his best interest at your heart. Help him to know that you made him and designed him and each of us for your purposes, Lord. Since being formed from his mother's womb, you alone know what things will bring purpose and satisfaction and true happiness in his life. We just thank you for the faithfulness of his grandparents and for Dave and Kathy, for all their prayers, and for your answering those prayers on their behalf. Thank you for all the other individuals, his teachers, various other influential people you have woven into his life to help him to get to this point of graduation and the fine young Christian man that he is. We ask now for your continued blessings, leading, direction, protection upon Justin as he sets off in this new phase of life's journey. We pray you bless him as he goes and make him a blessing to those you bring his way. Just thank you for Justin, Lord. Now to him who is able to keep Justin and all of us from falling, to present him before your glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, authority, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Amen.